can see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour of today's show this Friday, May 8, 2026 edition. Joining us on the line right now is Missy from My Pure Health Solutions down in Battle Creek, Michigan. Good morning, Missy.
Good morning. I'm wondering, did I have my mute mic? Because I was jamming to that song every time, and I looked, I'm like, oh my gosh.
No, you unmuted. You unmuted, and we heard you singing and laughing. Yeah, we heard everything. So.
Oh,
hey, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah,
I wanted to ask you this question, because I have seen, it appears that the FDA, the President, Donald Trump, RFK, they've gone ahead and looks like maybe have approved payment for these GLP shots, pills, whatever, Wegovy, Ozempic. And you and I are really concerned about this, and you've done some research on this, and you want to share some information with the people.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. For starters, I'm not sure why this has gotten approved, but, you know, if they said it wasn't approved, you know, that just like back in the COVID days, if they didn't approve certain things, the public would have like been an outcry. So you give them what they want, so to speak. But yeah, the shot that people are getting, I don't think they quite understand the consequences beyond the fact that you're going to look skinny while you're frankly dying slowly on the inside. The shots are, I want to kind of go through maybe a little bit, like, touch on all seven of them that have come out, and these aren't one-off stories, but this is what's going on. So people, there is aggressive brain cancer, breast cancer, and thyroid cancer coming out of the woodworks now. We are also seeing severe osteoporosis happen in clients, because, not my clients, but people taking the shot, because what is happening is that because people aren't eating as much food because they're not hungry, and we'll explain why they're not hungry maybe after the break, but because they're not eating that much food, the body's not getting the nutrients like it's supposed to, and because your body's so smart, your heart needs to still keep pumping. Well, no one really thinks about what causes the heart to pump, but the nutrients that come from food. And so since they're not eating that much food, the body is so smart, is pulling the nutrients out of your bones, so that way your heart can still keep beating. But hey, you lost 5 pounds, right? The other thing is people are experiencing stomach paralysis and colon paralysis, and we'll explain why that also is happening maybe on the other side of the break, why that's occurring. You know, as once you lose it, you kind of, and once you, if you don't use it, you lose it kind of thing. And sure, that's happening. The number five is, this is a bit, oh, this is a good, well, you can be really thin, but you're probably going to need to wear a wig because people's hair is falling out. People's losing their vision. And last but not least, if you know you use it, you might be skinny, but you might need to go get some false teeth because your teeth are falling out. So,
whoa.
Yeah. So, I mean, these are the top seven things. I mean, and every week there's just more and more and more that's coming out, just like we saw more and more people having health and sickness, you know, health issues after they took the COVID vaccine. You know, you just don't see the results right off the bat. It takes some time. And again, what people don't understand is how this chemical that goes in the body, how was it designed and what's causing it? I mean, what is it doing inside the body? Again, they have to understand that the drug was designed thanks to a desert lizard that doesn't eat very often. That's how the drug was designed, is thanks to the desert lizard. So we'll talk about that.
Yeah, the basis of the drug itself.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. Okay.
Okay, very good. Missy from My Pure Health Solutions, Battle Creek, Michigan. We'll be right back.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, Positive Thinking, and Daily Pep Talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experience nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment with Missy from My Pure Health Solutions down in Battle Creek, Michigan. The peptide that is, I believe, the main chemical in these shots, Wegovy, Ozempic, et cetera, all the GLP things. This peptide is the peptide you're referring to. What's it called? Gila monster?
it's a Gila lizard. But before I talk about this Gila lizard, let me just ask a quick question. What happens when we put diesel fuel in a car that isn't
in a gas engine?
In a gas engine, yeah. What happens?
Stops working.
Exactly. Well, unfortunately, the shot doesn't. If people that got the shot had the consequences as soon as they got the shot, kind of like what we would see when we put diesel in the gasoline engine, if we saw the consequences right then, I'm pretty sure I wouldn't have to be talking about this on the radio right now. But the consequences don't happen really fast. So using that mentality as we talk about this chemical, the chemical that is going into people, we call it a peptide, but it's a chemical. It's a chemical that the human body was never designed to recognize because it's a foreign substance. Well, the reason why how scientists, you know, and I say this all the time, this is genius, and boy, is it diabolical. two things can be true at the same time. So they study this Gila lizard that travels in the desert and doesn't really get a chance to eat but every like couple weeks. And because of that, God made this lizard be able to process his food a lot slower, so that way he stays full for the week or two in between he finds his meals. And so as his stomach is slow, that means the colon's slow, and it's a slow transit, because that's the way that the lizard was designed by God to work. So in the genius part of this, chemists just figured out how to replicate the same mechanism inside that lizard, right? And now they're injecting that thing, that foreign chemical, into this divinely running machine of ours, okay? And so when it goes in, this chemical is looking for a home. It just doesn't go in there and, I mean, people don't think like this. Anything that goes in has to find a place. It has to go, where do I belong at? Well, because it doesn't belong in the body, it's finding its home in the brain, in the thyroid, and in the breast tissue. When they were injecting this chemical into mice, the home in all the mice happened to be the thyroid all times. It always found itself in the thyroid, and the little mouse's body is like, wow, stranger danger, attack the thyroid. And so everything goes into attacking the thyroid because, and the thyroid's, man, I didn't do nothing. There's nothing I've done. This thing came in my house. Now you're attacking me, and now all the mice died of thyroid cancer. So here we are in the human bodies. We're not a mouse. So this chemical is going in the brain, the thyroid, and the breast tissue. And that is why the aggressive cancer is through the roof, because the body is trying to protect you by destroying and trying to attack the thing that you injected in your body so you could fit into some summer clothes. Right? So it's gone in there, and so it's causing the stomach to slow down, just like the lizard. So the stomach slows down and the colon slows down. So what you don't use, you might lose, and you might not get it back again. So that's why that's taking place. And then again, because if people aren't eating that much food, oh, I forgot to add number 8. Number 8 to the list too, because we talked about 7, the 8th one that just came out a week ago, is that people are kind of like falling out of love these days too, because it is so crazy, because I never thought about it. Since people aren't looking forward to eating, they don't have a hunger, they don't have an appetite anymore, they have apathy. And dopamine is a really cool thing, because when you eat food, it's a reward system. Well, there's no reward for them because they don't want to eat anymore because they're not hungry, because they think they're a Gila lizard. Their body thinks they're a Gila lizard on the inside. And so they're losing people, the divorce rate, the separation rate, the depression rate, this apathy is now spreading across their entire life, their entire life. I mean, their lifestyle, let me say. But sorry, I digressed on that, because that's another thing. So there's the 8th one. But so we go back to this, so if people aren't eating, that means they're not getting the nutrition they're needing. And therefore, the heart's like, hey, I need to still keep beating. And the body's like, yeah, we know, man. We're going to go grab, we're going to do the best we can. We found some minerals. We found some good stuff. It's in the bones, though, but we need to keep you beating. So we're going to go pull it out from your bones. That's why little 23 or 40-year-old people are having like insane osteoporosis now. You know, see, does this pattern make sense?
Totally. And yeah. and here's the component. Just like the COVID shot that basically came quickly to the market, really hadn't gone any testing. How is it that they were able to get these GLPs so quickly through the FDA process compared to all the other drugs out there? Is it simply because this is what the people want? They want an easy solution. They want a shot and drop 20 pounds. Is that what the government's responded to?
Well, you know, that's a great question. I mean, I don't know, but my God, when he got millions of people screaming, give it to me, what are you going to do? Okay, I'll give it to you. Good luck. Good luck.
Wow,
because we're not, I mean, you're not stupid. I mean, there's adults, it's not like the people are mentally retarded walking in there with drool coming down their face and, you know, like saying, give me that shot. I mean, no, they're going and going, right. I want this. Give it to me. Okay, I'll give it to you. Sure. Okay, there you go. Because what are you going to do? Say no? I mean, you got a bunch of like people screaming at you. I don't know. So eventually, oh, it's frustrating sitting on this side of the table watching it all. Because I'm like, I guess it's desperation that a shot is going to make you thin. I mean, the people that are walking around, they look like dead zombies. Yeah, and that's what I said the other day to somebody. I'm like, you know what? They're going to look really good in that coffin. And people are like, oh, you shouldn't talk like that. I'm like, you know what? I think I need to have some shock. I need some shocking words to like wake people up. Because, right. I mean, that's why I'm like, I'm jamming out every single don't tread on this, don't tread on that. And I'm like in the front of this like army pack for the last 28 years of life and in the healthcare model that I'm in. And I'm just screaming with a bullhorn, wake up. You guys are walking towards a cliff and you're going to fall off. And there's not many
one
of us left.
Things, well, one of the things that people need to understand, my Peer Health Solutions, what you do, and you've talked about it, the last interview we did was perfect.
Yeah.
You simply have figured out a way to turn people's metabolisms back on and let their body naturally start fat burning. Fat burning is the key to losing weight, period.
Right. Well, the thing is, what does it take to lose fat and to burn fat? It takes a metabolism that's actually running. I mean, just because you've got a car sitting outside in your driveway, but there's no battery inside of it, it's a car, but it's not functioning, you know?
So it's not going to run.
It's not going to run. So a metabolism, what people don't understand, for your metabolism to be turned on, you have to look to the inside of the body where there are 2,800 individual systems that when those are all functioning and operating, then you're going to your body will naturally eat stored fat. Why? Because it goes after stored fat because that's the fuel that it's looking for to provide you energy for the day. So if you've got fat on your body and you don't have energy, it's because your metabolism is not turned on. And because of breakthrough science and technology from 100 years ago, thanks to people like Nikola Tesla, they showed us how we can turn systems on inside the body. Now, the medical model, unfortunately, was never given the opportunity to learn this because the medical model gets to learn what the people in the medical model gets to tell them what they get to learn. So is it their fault that they don't know this and the nurses don't know this? No, it was never in the textbooks for them to learn to begin with on purpose, because when people see me, we're going, oh man, RFK Jr. just announced this week, this was a hot thing that I was like so excited about this. He said that they're now implementing with Medicaid and Medicare doctors to give them incentivize these doctors to de-prescribe medication. I about fell off my chair and I'm like, well, sign me up, buddy. I'm not a doctor, but I'm helping people go to their doctors and they're getting de-prescribed from medication.
What does that actually do for people? How does that work?
Well, your metabolism, like what to get off medications?
Yes. What triggered that decision by RFK?
Well, probably because, I mean, why? Because they're getting incentivized to make sure that you have medications and more medications. That's been the incentive. They've been incentivized. They get trips. They get golf clubs. They get, you name it, what they don't get. That is why so many people over the last few years, they had to go find a new pediatrician because their pediatrician said, hey, if you don't vaccinate your kid, I can't see you anymore. Because that doctor pediatrician was going to lose some big old brownie points, maybe called $100,000 at the end of the year, something more than that, if he can prove that 90% of his base is all vaccinated. That's an incentivizing section. So now we're going to deprescribe and we're going to incentivize taking people off of meds. Inside my business, what we've been doing for the last 14 years, I've seen people get off a chemotherapy medication, type 2 diabetic medication that they've been on for 30 years. Just last week alone, one of our clients that was in-house, he was a scratch in his head. He goes, I don't understand this. He goes, I went out and got a new test strip meter. I keep thinking something's wrong with the battery. He says, my blood sugar levels have never been normal in over 30. I think he was a 30-year person too. He thought his chest strip meter was wrong. He'd been in fat burn, but we turned his metabolism on naturally, and in 2 weeks' time, his blood sugar levels were normal. That's called deprescribing right there. He doesn't need it anymore. I don't tell him that. His doctor's going to tell him that. And so the metabolism is directly linked to the state, how well your body's functioning. If you have inflammation, if you've got brain fog, if you've got cognitive issues, if you have ED issues, if you have mood swing issues, if you have, I mean, all of these are symptoms of a system that's not working appropriately. And there's no pill, there's no shot, there is no surgery that is ever going to fix those problems. Not naturally and not long term, because you've got to understand how God actually created how the body actually functions from within.
And the way you do this is with a FDA approved scanning device
body
that you
scan.
Provide
yep.
to people, and yep. you set up an appointment to have them put their hand in this cradle connected to a computer, and you literally scan them for about 15, maybe 20 minutes. It produces a report, and then you explain the report to them and what needs to be done.
Yes, you will have well over a good 20 pages worth of information and a beautiful summary explaining why the symptom, feel all the things you're going through is going to make sense when you see what your body has been trying to do on your behalf on the inside. This is beyond blood work. I mean, blood work is, in my opinion, not to offend anybody, is outdated. It's cute, it's awesome, but when you are dealing with quantum biology trumps a static thing called blood. So you have to understand, there are 2,800 systems inside the human body that are functioning. There's this antioxidants, it is as enzymes and probiotic bacteria, neurotransmitters, hormones, organs, ligaments. It's all on the table. And you cannot take a one-size-fits-all anything to fix a unique situation inside your body. Everyone's
inside
different.
Each person's body.
Person. It has to be customized and tailored to you, your blueprint. Your blueprint isn't even not your twin's blueprint.
Yeah.
Your blueprint. Yeah, it's amazing.
Well, we're going to give out the phone number. Yeah. It's a free phone call to talk to Missy. Call her office, 269-964-4044 in Battle Creek, Michigan, 269-964-4044. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. Thank you so much, Missy. God bless. We'll talk to you next week.
God bless. All right, bye-bye.
Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.